very calm now. I don't know about you. If you're a bit of a wine connoisseur, maybe you might recognise that track. It was specially developed to go with a good bottle of Pinot Gris. Yep, that's why it was made. It's a collaboration between electro-pop musician Misfit Mod and Joe Berzinska. It isn't the first track Berzinska has created. She's a sonic artist and wine reviewer, and her project Multisensory Delight, the pairing of wine and music, will be taking place this week at the World Science Festival in Brisbane. I did promise you that it's all about science. She joins us via Skype now. Jo, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi.
So this isn't just about, you know, an excuse to talk about wine. This is a serious science conversation, just to be clear. So how long have you been composing music for wine?
Well, it's really only in recent years, probably the last 5 years or so, when I've brought the kind of two elements together and started working with sound and wine in one kind of medium.
So I suppose the question is, why? Why sound and wine at the same time?
Well, for me personally, these are the two strands of my professional career. I'm a sound artist and I'm also a wine writer. I've been doing both of these for about 20 years. However, in the last 10 years, they have come together. What I realized, there was an interaction going on. And initially, I thought it was just me because these were kind of areas where I was involved very actively. But then with the emergence of findings in cross-modal correspondences within psychology and neuroscience, it actually was revealed it's not just me, it's actually a universal phenomenon, which I thought was very exciting.
So what's the evidence for this, that wine actually tastes better when you listen to this music as you drink?
Well, it depends what music you're listening to. With cross-modal correspondences, basically, certain kind of elements of sound are kind of matched positively with certain elements of taste. For example, high pitches tend to go well kind of with more fresh, acidic or sour tastes. So there's a kind of a mapping that can work and kind of create synergies between the kind of elements of what you're tasting and what you're listening to.
Clever research project for your PhD. You get to drink wine and listen to music and study, right? That's just brilliant. How did you?
Well, I've been drinking wine and listening to music for kind of the past 20 years. It's the studying and the kind of the research element, which is new, it's very exciting because it is quite a new area within science. It's only really in the last decade or so that these connections have actually been confirmed. So I'm kind of working in a new field and bringing my perspective as an artist and a wine professional.
So have you got, you know, any particular music for red and white wine? I mean, is it different, the kind of music you would have for a red or a white?
Yeah, because really the kind of flavours and the structures of a red and a white wine are quite different. White wines have a tendency to be a little bit lighter and they tend to have a higher acidity. And so higher acidity would mean tend to be higher pitched music would work with a white wine, whereas with red wine, lower pitches tend to work well with a wine's body. So if you're wanting to really emphasise kind of a fuller body in a wine, you'd go for something a bit lower. And with the kind of, you have to think about the speed that the wine travels across your palate as well. White wines tend to be a bit faster because they haven't got the tannins, this kind of grippy character, which will kind of make a red wine feel kind of more in the mouth. And so faster music can work better with white wines and something a bit slower for reds.
Okay, so if people can't make it to your session at World Science Week, do you have any tips for people looking to craft their own playlists at home? I might help you out with myself. I basically listen almost exclusively to George Michael from the beginning to the end. Is that like a red wine kind of selection, or should I stick to white wine for that?
I think George Michael's probably kind of one of the smoother red wines. Maybe a Merlot.
Too. Yeah.
You can kind of tap into the mood of a piece of music if you're doing this at home. If you're listening to kind of something quite smooth, kind of sonically, a smooth wine would be a starting point.
A smooth wine. Okay, I feel good that I know that George Michael is a Merlot. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
That's Jo Berzinska joining us via Skype there. She's a wine reviewer and a sonic artist, and her session at World Science Week in Brisbane will be combining both of those endeavours on March the 25th. You're listening to RN Drive and I'm Patricia Carvelis. I'm on your radio till 7.30 tonight and there's a lot more going on RN Drive. I can tell you that at about 7:15, I'm pretty excited about this. That's why at this time I'm telling you, it's 45 minutes away, but I'm that excited that I'm going to declare it now. I'm going to be speaking to a stunt artist and a man who flies, you know, like planes and helicopters for stunts as well and for filming, for films. And these people are incredible. And I'm really not a very adventurous person, so talking to people like that I find absolutely incredible. A stunt artist, I kid you not, a stunt woman, coming up in the drawing room at about 7:15 tonight.